Good morning. Well, I'm very glad to welcome you to today's particularly eventful worship service. As you've seen in the bulletin, we have a lot going on today, so hope you guys are ready for an energetic. I think Pastor Steve is planning to swing in at some point on a tightrope. It's going to be great. Please sign and pass the ritual of friendship pad down the aisle so that we have a record of you being here. I'm just really glad to look over here and I see my youth. They're all got their T-shirts on. They have put together a really, really special worship service for you guys today. I hope that you all feel the love that we have tried our best to portray.
Yes, ma'am. About your T-shirts. What's Connected?
Connected. That is the name of our youth group. We have formed this great bunch of people, and as we've explored our topic for today, which is oneness, we've become more and more connected. And you know, because everybody needs a little bit of Wi-Fi in their life, so you connect to the Wi-Fi if you can. That's where that idea comes from. I would also like to extend a very, very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and those who have that motherly spirit, particularly those who have mothered me. You guys have been a huge blessing. But we're going to get the show on the road. Don't forget, there is a graduate reception and it's graduates and communion reception after service today in Westminster Hall. And there is a session meeting next Sunday at 6 p.m. But let us prepare our hearts for the worship of Almighty God. Oh. Yes, sir.
Following, we're having a graduate reception. We're adding to the council reception. Abby Taylor, right here. Will you please stand for a moment? And James Frazier, where do you go? James? Okay. Whitney Conner, will you stay up for a second? We had a fun session.
All right, yeah, don't forget the friendship pads and let us prepare to worship Almighty God. Thank you.
Please join me in the call to worship. Let your light shine.
Let your hearts be glad.
God is faithful to us, and God rules in love.
Let us worship God.
Please be seated. Okay. Let us pray. Loving God, we come before you this morning as your beloved people. We praise you because you are wonderful. We thank you for bringing us together as one. Oh God, your son Jesus prayed for his disciples and sent them into the world to proclaim the coming of your kingdom. By your Holy Spirit, hold the church in unity and keep us faithful to your word, so that breaking bread together, we may be one with Christ in faith and love and service, now and forever. Amen.
Sin is separation, and we know many separations in our lives. We admit to God the deep divisions between ourselves and our neighbors, between ourselves and God. Relying on God's love and mercy, then let us make our confession together. Loving and merciful God, you know your hearts and you know our lives. We confess to you those sins that we have separation, pain, distress, and brokenness. We confess to you our parts in those things, and in humility we ask for your help to do better, to reconcile, to heal, to smooth, to build up, so we may love to repent our neighbor and follow Christ in the name we pray. Amen.
Let us remember our baptism as we hear these words of pardon. There is enough love in the heart of God to forgive us all, to grant us all a new beginning, to surround us and encourage us all to move forward this day. Friends, let us believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please be seated. With hearts full of joy in the risen Christ, let us now return our tithes and offerings to God. Lord God, here are the gifts we bring to you. May they express our love for our risen Lord Jesus Christ, and may they be used for his glory, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me in the prayer for illumination. O Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth in faith, love, and strength to follow your path set before us. Through Jesus Christ, amen. Our Psalter today is Psalm 1. Please join me in reading responsively. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Our scripture reading is from Acts chapter 1, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 26. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered among us, and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in, out, and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of those must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed to Joseph, called Barbas, who was also known as Judas, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in the ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. This is the written testimony to the Lord.
Could the children please come up now for time for Young Disciples? Guys, there's candy. You want to come up here. Trust me. Well, that got him. Okay, so while they're making their way down here. Okay, when we were asked to prepare a time for Young Disciples, we started thinking.
What did we like when we came up for this part of the service?
We all agreed that what we really liked is challenging theology that made us think.
Just kidding, we wanted candy.
So here's the best bit, take as much as you want.
And then go back to your seat.
Oh, I actually thought of that. Here you go, kids. We brought you a can of asparagus.
No fighting. Everyone only gets one.
What's wrong? You can't open it?
We thought of that. Here's the can. No, I didn't open it.
You don't know how to work it?
The youth in this church are here to help you develop and grow.
To be a part of our church, to be one.
That means right now there's a lot more candy.
And less asparagus.
This is the skit, is the candy of today's service.
So take one more piece with you as you go.
Thank you. The gospel reading is from John chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in the truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be done as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. And I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the written testimony to the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In our gospel reading for this morning, we can overhear Jesus praying to God the Father. He's praying for his disciples, for Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Mary Magdalene, and all of his other friends who believed him, followed him, and loved him. But you know what? Jesus was also praying for Steve and Debbie, for Gary, and for Robin, and for Devin, and Adam, and Maddie, and Allison, and for me, and for you. All of us, imagine that. As his arrest and crucifixion loomed closer and closer, Jesus was thinking of us. Now, he prayed for a lot of things as he was talking with the Father, but this one prayer request stands out, that his followers will be one, just as Jesus and the Father are one. We're still trying to wrap our human minds around what it means for Jesus and God to be one, and next week we're going to celebrate Pentecost and throw the Holy Spirit into the mix, God in three persons, three in one, and one in three, to be one as the Holy Trinity and to be one as the people of God. It's a mysterious concept, but oneness is something that Jesus wanted for us. So over the past few weeks, our youth have pondered what it means to be one. We wondered why Jesus would pray for this for us. We thought about how we've experienced oneness here at Westminster Presbyterian, and we challenged ourselves about how we can bring that oneness outside of our church walls and into the world. This morning, you will hear the word preached from four of our young theologians as they reflect on Jesus' prayer that we would be one.
Hello, I'm Adam Vega, and when I was younger, my dad wasn't around, and I felt like my family was broken. My mom was a single mother. She had two sons. One was a bit rowdy and didn't want to listen to what she said. The other was me, a loud, annoying, energetic child that she also loved. When I got a stepdad, I thought everything would be fine, but it turned worse. As middle school approached, the bullying started. The self-doubt crept in. I began to feel more and more alone, until this blonde-haired kid I met in band showed me how to look at the bright side of things. A year later, I was at the library and I saw him again, this time with his mom. We talked, and she told me about the church they go to and asked me if I would like to go. I said I would, and I'm glad I did. That church was Westminster. I got to meet many amazing people like Johnny Brown, Anna Morales, Megan Petty, just to name a few. And I would just like to say to them, like four sassy old ladies used to say, thank you for being a friend. But besides that, I know that our youth group can help more people just like us with hard lives, like the divorce of parents, being bullied because of your sexuality, race, or anything else, abuse, and many other things. I'm so glad I got to share with you all today, and I hope what I said to you sticks like glue, especially the Golden Girls reference. And I hope you all realize we are all hashtag connected.
Hi, I'm Megan Petty. To be one is more than just unity. We work together for one purpose, to glorify God. We work more efficiently and get more done when we work as a team. When working together, we can achieve big things. We have done many mission projects as a youth group. None of us could have done this alone. Jesus shows God's love, and in return, we've shown this love to the world. I've been at this church since I was born. I've grown up with this group of people. Many of my earliest memories have been at this church. These memories are constantly brought up, and I am reminded of the love this church has shown me throughout my life. I've always felt like one with this church. We can spread our oneness into the world by showing people we care and being kind. Have you ever seen someone sitting alone at school? They look lonely, don't they? Have you ever thought of sitting with them, giving them a friend, someone to connect with? Showing someone love and care is one way we can bring our oneness into the world. Thank you.
So, hi, I'm Noble. But you probably knew that already. Today I'm here to talk to you all about the scripture that was just read. But you already knew that. So, you all know I'm a comedian by trade, and I like to jest often. If you expect these answers to be completely serious, then you will be sorely disappointed. But me saying that there will be funny bits does not mean I didn't take this seriously. I'll just start. What does it mean to be one, and why does God want us to be one? Jesus explained to his disciples the relationship between God and his people, teaching I and them, you and me, so that they may be brought in complete unity. So, to further explain the scripture, I needed a little help. This is a Venn diagram to explain the scripture that was just read. On the left side, we have God. On the right side, we have you and me. And in the middle, we have Jesus. To be one is to be together, not necessarily in everything, but in spirit. Now, I didn't joke on this one, but get ready. Let's explore another question. How have I experienced being one here at Westminster? I have experienced being one in my youth group, hashtag connected, through conversations about magical toasters to the importance of researching monkey laws, we have structured ourselves as semi-functioning members of society. We have bonded over inside jokes, games, and charity, and we are tighter than the lines of a hashtag. We also bond at fellowship events put on by the church or us. For instance, the Halloween carnival every year, swimming during the blood drive, bowling, and so many other great things. We are truly hashtag connected. But Jesus taught that we are one and had an expectation that the disciples helped spread this word. How can we take our oneness out into the world? We can spread oneness by sharing God's word and being helpful and kind to our fellow man and woman because equality. For example, we recently helped a charity called Bags of Love that helps children who are being placed into the foster care system have items that could get them through the day. We will never know those kids, but through founder Hallie Ferguson, we learned about their struggles. They'll connect to us through the personal notes we packed in their bags. I'm so thankful to have been able to help a child less fortunate than me. Thank you for laughing at my jokes and staying awake during this. Thank you to Reverend Dr. Mrs. Jenny for giving me an opportunity to share with you today.
What does it mean to be one, and why does Jesus want this for us? To be one is to be connected or unified, to be part of a team, to have a family, not just by blood, but through Christ. To be there for others and for someone to be there for you, to protect each other. How have I experienced being one at Westminster Presbyterian? Let me tell you a story. When Devin and I first joined the youth group, they, being many, Megan, Noble, and many others, welcomed us with open arms. The first time we went to conclaves, I got to spend a weekend with wonderful people, growing our faith and friendship. This year, on the last night of conclaves at the Spirituality Center, I once again thought of my great-grandfather and lit one of the electric candles. I left the room and a crying Adam walked up to me. I hugged him and I prayed with him.
Johnny saw this, and he came over and hugged us both. At this time, I was crying, too, and prayed over us. At this moment, I had never felt more connected and like a family with these lovely, amazing people. One thing we usually always talk about in youth is how we can take our oneness and bring it out into the world so others know that God loves them. I know I don't know all the answers, but what I'm about to say is a start. We can help, we can welcome strangers into our lives, and we can help those in need with money, food, clothes, shelter, or just by being there to listen to them. When I first visited Nacogdoches to look for a house and to see what school I would be going to, one of the principals reassured me that I would be just fine. At first, I didn't believe her because of how big the school was and mainly because my anxiety told me so. But on my first day at a new school in a new town in a new state, I was waiting for a bell to ring when a girl walked up to me and told me she liked my shirt. It was a shirt that my biological dad had bought for me. At the time, I had no idea it was from a show until she told me it was from BBC's Sherlock, and I started to started talking about the show, and I just sat there and listened because I didn't want her to know I had never seen it or heard of it. The whole time, I was thinking, maybe today will be a good day. Then the bell rang. 3 years later, and that girl is my best friend. Her name is Kendall. Because of her, I have met so many other wonderful people, to whom of which I have grown to love. So in conclusion, being one is very important, not just for ourselves, but for others as well. We need to show others that God loves them, and we love them too. Thank you.
Oneness is defined as the fact or state of being unified or whole, though compromised of two or more parts. And the kids have done a great job of exploring this oneness in many ways. And I think truthfully, we all know what oneness is. We've seen it working through our lives as long as we've been born. But have we considered the oneness that is between a mother and a child? Biblically, it's one of the most powerful and consistent images of God's love. Isaiah 66 and 13 says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem." But we can always go a little bit further with it, because it's not just comfort. It's that hug that you get when you walk into worship on Sunday morning by the lady with the white hair. It's the encouragement you get from the woman with the hitch in her get-along when you show them your new artwork. It's the gleam in your eye when you see your kid giving their sermon on Youth Sunday. That's when we're one. When Jesus was being crucified, he gave a command to his mother to take the disciple whom he loved as her own son. We are all that disciple that Jesus loves. And every woman is Jesus' mother. And you see this network of women who may or may not have borne a child, pruning and showing us the love of Christ, even when we are that irritable teenager. The Bible says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Lest these may forget, yet I will not forget you." Let us not forget anyone as we move forward and continue to try to be one. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I did. Thank you.
It may be obvious I had no part in what preceded in this service, but I don't know. I feel like celebrating and crying, weeping, lifting my hands in great joy, but at least can I hear a rousing amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And now I invite James Frazier to present his daughter for baptism, and you can bring the rest of your family and future family with you.
Morning. To the congregation, on behalf of the session, I present Ginger Bryn Frazier, daughter of James Frazier, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Hear these words of Scripture. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant and those that remember his commandments to do them. Isaiah writes, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Our Savior gave instructions to his disciples immediately before his ascension. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and confident of his promises, we baptize those God has called. In baptism, God claims us, he seals us, and shows us that we belong to God. We are, in fact, one. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let us remember with joy during this baptism our own baptism.
James, in presenting Ginger for baptism, do you confess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Do you trust him?
Yes.
In dependence upon the grace of God, do you intend for Ginger to know Christ, to love Christ, and to serve Christ?
I do.
Let us all stand together.
To the congregation, our Lord Jesus Christ ordered us to teach those baptized. Do you, the people of the church, promise to tell Ginger the good news of the gospel, to help her know all that Christ commands, and by your fellowship to strengthen her family ties to the household of God? If you do, say, we do.
We do.
Okay, Ginger, you ready to jump? What is the name of this child?
Ginger Bryn Frazier.
Then Ginger Bryn Frazier, child of the covenant, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you now and always. Amen. Ginger is now baptized as a member of Christ Church. So let us all confess the faith together into which Ginger has been baptized using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your infinite mercy and goodness has promised that you will not only be our God, but also the God and Father of our children, we offer our praise that Ginger has received the mark of Christ, and we pray for your spirit to be upon her and dwell with her forever. Take her under your holy care and protection. Guide her and sanctify her in body and soul. Grant her to grow in wisdom as in stature. Enrich her with your grace. Bring her safely through the perils of childhood. Deliver her from the temptations of youth and lead her to witness the good confession and to persevere to the end. Be with James and Whitney, to whom you have committed this wonderful trust. Assure them of your unfailing providence and care. Guide them with your counsel as they teach and train their children, and help them to lead their household into an ever-increasing knowledge of Christ. We commend into your care the children and families of this congregation. Help us in our homes to honor you and by love to serve one another. And to your name be all blessing and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be seated, and with the elders serving communion, please come forward.
Sorry.
Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west, and from north and south, and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites us all to share the feast which has been prepared.
With you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, eternal God our Creator. You have given us life and second birth in your Spirit. Once we were not a people, but now we are your people. You claimed Israel as your chosen nation and raised up the church as a witness to the resurrection, breathing into it your life and power. From worlds apart, you gathered us together. When we go astray, you welcome us home. Always, your love has been steadfast. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the choirs of heaven and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing the glory of your name.
Hosanna in the highest.
You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. In love and in compassion for all, Jesus healed and taught, challenged and comforted, welcomed and saved. He formed a community, promising to be with his disciples wherever two or three were gathered, and sending them on his mission of hope and healing in the world. Jesus trusted his life to you and went freely to his death so the world might be set free from suffering and sin. You raised him from death and raised us also to live a new life with him. In the power of the Holy Spirit, you send us out to make disciples as he commanded. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of your body and blood of Christ. And by your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. As we gather around your table, Lord, we also lift up the concerns that weigh on our hearts and minds. We pray for those who are unwell in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for family members, friends, and neighbors. We pray also for those who feel like enemies. We pray for our local community, our state, our nation, our world. We silently lift up those to you that are in our hearts right now. Oh God, today you have called us together to be at the church. Unite us now at your table, and in the one loaf and in the common cup, make us one in Christ Jesus. Let your Spirit empower the life we share and ignite our witness in the world. With all who have gone before us, keep us faithful to the gospel teachings and fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and prayers. Give us strength to serve you until the promised day of resurrection, when the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. And as our Savior taught us, let us boldly pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. The Lord Jesus, on the night before his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his friends, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until he comes again. Let us now share the bread and the cup with one another.
Thank you. salvation.
Please join me in prayer.
Gracious God, may we who have received the sacrament live in the unity of your Holy Spirit, that we may show forth your gifts to all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Am I doing the benediction or are you?
Josie is.
I'm looking forward.
Okay.
Let us go now into peace, knowing that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our God, and fellowship of the Holy Spirit is now and with us and always. Amen. Mm-hmm.